Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 17, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Prominent U waves without QT prolongation in X-linked creatine transporter deficiency caused by SLC6A8 variants. Complete results detailing the cardiac phenotype of male creatine transporter deficiency patients were not available in the abstract. This study focused on characterizing cardiac manifestations in patients with SLC6A8 variants. Early clinical reports had raised concerns regarding possible associations with QT, circa prolongation, and dilated cardiomyopathy in this patient population. Therefore, no definitive outcomes from this study can be reported based on the abstract. Article number 2. Update on first-in-human experience of high-energy electropulse pulsed field ablation. Complete results, including specific numerical findings for the primary endpoint, were not available in the abstract. This first-in-human study evaluated midterm outcomes of the electropulse pulsed field ablation system for pulmonary vein and posterior wall isolation. The trial enrolled 60 patients with symptomatic atrial fibrillation, with two cohorts receiving either a standard or a modified ablation protocol. Therefore, no definitive outcomes from this study can be reported based on the abstract. Article number 3. Atrioventricular block after transcatheter atrial septal defect closure. Comprehensive short-term to long-term outcome analysis. Complete results detailing the incidence, risk factors, and outcomes of atrioventricular block following transcatheter atrial septal defect closure were not available in the abstract. The study retrospectively analyzed 1954 patients who underwent transcatheter atrial septal defect closure between 1999 and 2020 at 3 tertiary centers. This comprehensive analysis uniquely focused on providing detailed short-term to long-term follow-up. Therefore, no definitive outcomes from this study can be reported based on the abstract. Article number 4. Device-based longitudinal monitoring of premature atrial contractions before atrial fibrillation onset. Specific numerical findings regarding the temporal frequency pattern of premature atrial contractions before atrial fibrillation onset were not available in the abstract. This retrospective study utilized long-term monitoring data from cardiovascular implantable electronic devices. It included 101 patients from Boston Scientific Devices with a mean follow-up of 5.2 years, divided into groups based on whether they developed atrial fibrillation. Therefore, no definitive outcomes from this study can be reported based on the abstract. Article number 5. Added diagnostic value of electrophysiological study in new-onset left bundle branch block after transcatheter aortic valve implantation. Specific numerical findings on the diagnostic value of electrophysiological study in new-onset left bundle branch block after transcatheter aortic valve implantation were not available in the abstract. This prospective multi-center study included 183 patients who developed new-onset left bundle branch block 24 hours or more after transcatheter aortic valve implantation. The research compared his ventricular intervals with electrocardiogram parameters to assess diagnostic performance for risk stratification. Therefore, no definitive outcomes from this study can be reported based on the abstract. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.